Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
So yesterday we asked you if you wanted to come to Leeds and hang out with us on Thursday, or the surrounding areas, or wherever. I think Alan wants it to be Leeds, as near to the hotel as possible. Chris, the winner's chosen the bar across the road from where we're staying.
Perfect.
Have they really? Yes. So we'll be calling somebody back later at some point today, and we need to come up with a phrase.
Mm.
Does anybody have anything that they're burning to hear our listeners shout out?
Can they do that or not?
Yeah.
Can they do that? Nothing else, just that.
Yeah. What did you want them to go? Bah! Damn it! Bah!
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that it?
Yeah.
But that one then won't have any relevance if they haven't heard us then talking about the woman on X Factor.
That's even funnier.
It doesn't matter, exactly.
Wretch, right. Dermot, and then the wretch noise again.
Okay, if you entered and we call you back, you have to answer your phone with the following. Bah! Dermot! Bah!
Okay, yeah. So if it was
morning,
me
Dermot.
And the phone was ringing, I'd go... Dermot.
Have you got your phone on you?
Yes.
Is it on?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can call you.
No hello, nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to call somebody back.
Okay.
I wonder what's going to happen. Don't forget to answer with bleh, Dermot, bleh. Oh, here we go. Oh. I think it's ringing.
Dermot.
Hooray! Yay! Well done. Who's that?
My name's Dave.
Hey, Dave, do you want to hang out with us on Thursday?
No, not really. I'm busy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Lovely, thanks. Oh, hi, Dave.
Oh, hi.
Where have you been? Phone was ringing.
I've been outside on the phone.
All right, thanks. Anyway, so at some point later on today, during this morning's show, we'll phone someone. If your phone rings, please answer by going, damn it! Thank you. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. How you feeling now? You want some water or something?
And now, it's time to talk about the phrase. We need to give you the phrase. If you entered our competition to hang out with us in Leeds on Thursday, listen up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. When I was a kid, that's what I used to sing. Shut up. Shut up. Because I used to think it was going pop, pop.
All right.
So we're going out in Leeds on Thursday. You are going to come with us and you either tell us where to go. Not like that.
Mm. We'll tell you where to go.
Shut
too.
Up. Or we'll tell you where to go. Or we'll all just hang out together. So, the question is, if you registered, we're going to ring you back. But what is the phrase that you have to answer your phone with? Let me tell you, you crazy kittens. You have to answer. It's a reference back to earlier on this morning and Saturday night's X Factor with Dermot O'Leary when he was speaking to the woman who was not feeling very well.
Sorry, guys, but we've got a problem with the first contestant. She's feeling a bit sick backstage. We need a couple of minutes.
There you are.
How are you feeling now? You want some water or something?
Yeah, I would like some... I would like some... water! We've come up with the following phrase. If your phone rings, you have to answer your phone by saying the following. Dermot!
No hello.
No hello.
No hello.
It's just the noise of someone retching, then Dermot, and then the noise of somebody retching again.
And that's more cow-like, isn't it? Dermot.
There you go. Or you can go, Dermot!
Dermot!
It's like a fromage to X Factor, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good. Mm.
So, Tina, if your phone rings, what do you answer with?
Bleh, Dermot, bleh.
Yeah, in a Chinese accent.
Dermot! Alan, if your phone rings, how do you answer your phone?
Dermot!
There you go, another Chinese accent.
It's
probably not even Chinese.
The crispy duck's off.
Someone's like that. What are you talking about? I'm from Coventry. And Dominic, if your phone rings, you'll go...
Bleh! Dermot! Bleh!
Dermot!
Dermot!
Is this a German person?
Dermot.
Yeah.
Yes, I see Dermot!
Yeah.
O'Leary. We will do that very shortly. So if you're registered to hang out with us in Leeds on Thursday, we might be calling you in literally a few minutes.
Listen, watch, share.
Do you believe in
Dermot? News, sport, weather, and then Dermot.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Dominic reads the news first, though, 8:31.
News beat.
Yeah, so we're going to go do the show in Leeds on Friday, ahead of the Leeds Festival, Reading and Leeds Festival, as it's known. There's a bit in Reading, there's a bit in Leeds,
yeah.
Hence the Reading and Leeds
Festival.
Clever how they do that.
So the prize is to come out with us on Thursday night, either a place of your choosing or ours, or we'll sort something out between us.
It'd be ours if we don't like your suggestion.
Pretty much, that's, yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's how
it's going to work.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you... we'll be going to the Leeds Festival. You and a mate, Muse, My Chemical Romance, The Strokes, and others.
It's two amazing prizes in one.
Yeah. And you can camp at the festival, and I don't mean... Japanese noodle.
Well, you could if you wanted
well,
to.
Well, you can.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I love The Strokes.
We're talking intense.
Oh, yes, it's very intense. I'm so excited.
No, intense.
Oh, I know, Dave.
No,
I'm coming out in a bit of a heat rash.
Intense.
Right.
Plus, we're working on a very special surprise
as well. What's that?
Which we will reveal once we know the winner and we have the prize.
Oh, well, you reveal it to me personally while I'm camping at the Leeds Festival.
Yes.
Good luck, everybody.
Oh, and by the way, as an added bonus, and again, this is not... confirmed, but you might be able to meet my mum.
Wow.
Well, that was the prize.
That was the prize.
My mum and dad go every year.
Money can't buy that prize.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, it can.
Okay,
if any millionaires would like to meet my parents, it's a straight million.
Right. Okay,
right.
And of which 1% goes to charity.
Ah, 1%?
Yeah. Do you know what the charity is?
No.
It's the Dominic Byrne Conservatory Fund.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I fully enhance and support.
So we need to phone someone back. If they answer the phone with the right phrase, which I'm not going to repeat, then you will be out with us on Thursday and go to Leeds Festival. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go then. So I'm doing this right. Okay. I'm now dialing the number 07 something something something. Something, 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 something. Is that you? Please get it right.
Could be anyone.
Here we go. Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Dermot.
There you go.
Yay! That was a good one.
That was almost wrong.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Phone. She's got her exam results Thursday, and what a celebration it's
going to
be.
Whoa, hang on a second. So, who are you?
I'm Sharon.
Sharon, and your daughter is?
Hayley, she's here. She's just woken up.
So, you've answered her phone on her behalf?
Yeah, she was fast asleep.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Because it's actually the phone we're calling back.
Well, I think Sharon should win the prize.
Yeah.
Together.
How old is your daughter Hayley?
Kaylee.
How old is Kaylee?
She's
16. 16,
yeah. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Mm. Well, now, I'm afraid we're going to have to go to the judges, Sharon, because we seem to have stumbled into a faux pas.
There is a little faux pas.
French for copy.
Because you've got to be 18 or over to enter.
Yeah.
So it was you, wasn't it, Sharon?
It was me, yeah.
So Sharon...
I did it on my daughter's phone.
Well, Sharon, you're going to have to come out with us instead.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know if you like strip clubs, but it's going to be it's going to be brilliant. And also, as a grown woman, have you ever answered the phone by pretending to be sick over Dermot O'Leary before?
No, I don't think I've done that. That must be a first.
Okay, all right. Whereabouts do you live?
Milton Keynes.
Whoa. Oh. Wow, this is done really well. Wow.
Well, I can drive up to Leeds. That's not a problem.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, technically, as it stands, you live in Milton Keynes. Whereabouts in Milton Keynes?
2 Mile Ash.
Oh, 2 Mile Ash. Okay, so... So you're going to have to travel from Junction 14 of the M1 up for 2.5 hours to Leeds for a night out with us.
That's not a problem. Right. I have Thursday and Friday off work, as I say, because it's my daughter's results day on Thursday.
Okay. So. Oh. How do you think she's going to get on with her exams?
We're praying, because I'm very proud of her and she's worked really hard. We're praying that she's going to get the grades she needs to do her International Baccalaureate next year.
Her what?
International Baccalaureate.
It's
like... Hey, Macarena!
No, it's not a dance.
Right, it just sound like it or something. Mm. Is your daughter awake now?
She is awake. Do you want to talk to her?
Sure, why not?
No, she's getting all embarrassed now.
Oh, really? Oh, well, screw her then, as far as I'm concerned. She can't be asked to come on the phone.
Shall I take someone else to leave?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If she can't even be asked to get out of bed and answer the phone, how's she going to be on a night out? I'm sure Will, this is going to force an off-air meeting shortly, Sharon. But lovely talking to you, and possibly we will see you on Thursday. But I don't know what's going to go on. All right. Thank you, Sharon. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Do you know what? I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, look, Sharon answered the phone. Sharon's over 18.
Yeah.
So that's fine. She's coming out with us on Thursday night, so that's fine. We'll make sure that there's an element for her daughter because of the fact that, you know, it's GCSE's day and she would have done, hopefully, well. But Sharon gets the prize.
But hang on, so we can't... Because we're going to the pub, aren't we?
Yeah. With Sharon, the mum.
So what, does she sit outside drinking orange juice and eating crisps?
No, Sharon can bring someone else who's 18. But Sharon's won the prize. There's no problem.
Daughter's going to sit in the car in the car park.
With the window slightly open.
I'll tell you what, I hope she gets the exam results she needs. Well, Thursday's going to be a really crap day for her.
Yeah. 2.5 hour drive to Leeds to sit in a pub car park.
Well, I don't know.
Milton Keynes.
I feel a little bit disappointed. Yeah, is that a really bad thing to say?
I do as
no offence to Sharon and all
no,
that.
No, not at all.
But I feel a bit like... I can't, you know what, I'll probably put on Twitter which pub we're in anyway, so if you've entered, you can still come down.
Yeah.
But you can't have tickets for the festival, right? I mean, me and Dave have got tickets for sale, privately.
Right.
We're not allowed to advertise
now,
them
there
on the air, though.
There is a misprint on the ticket. Mm-hmm. When it says 2010, don't worry about that, you'll be absolutely fine.
The
bit's torn off, it's only the little bit of the ticket left, but honestly, don't worry about that.
We know the fella on the gate, he said it'd be not a problem. That's exactly what he said.
He's a big fella, he'll be wearing a big kind of luminous jacket, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Trust us. My favourite text comes in going, at least the BBC runs no risk of being accused of rigging competitions then.
It's absolutely true.
I don't know what to do in this world of everything has to be done by the book.
And
the BBC battering us to death with rules and regulations. I now don't know what the hell's just happened.
Well, I fear that all of us sounding negative on air is going to make it sound like...
Well, the only reason I sounded negative was because the woman who answered the phone didn't register for the competition. And the girl who registered for the competition was too young to register for the competition.
Mm.
Therefore, I'm sorry to be picky. Oh, here comes Benjamin Michael Rathstein Cooper.
I'm very pleased to see right now.
Where do we... confused
now. Well, I hear all your confusion, but this is the behind-the-scenes fact. The only detail we have on a person is a phone number.
Doesn't matter.
That phone number won. Right. So we phoned that phone number and said, part two of that is you have to answer the phone with a phrase. The phone number was answered with the phrase.
Right, but hang on.
I know what you're saying, but you've got to say that's fact.
And by the way, can I just tell everyone listening now, you would not believe this conversation you're hearing happens every day in a corner of this building somewhere. You have to be 18 or over 20, correct?
Yes.
Kaylee entered. Sharon answered.
Sharon's won
Sharon
the prize.
Never entered.
Sharon was asked to answer the phone with a phrase that pays. She did that. The phone number.
What if we rang a wrong number and somebody answered the phone and they hadn't entered and it turns out I rang the wrong number, my mistake, and someone answered and went, well,
they probably would get a prize because it was our mistake.
Would they get the prize?
Technically, they didn't win.
Why?
You called the wrong number.
That and was, they never entered.
Because the number.
Because they never entered.
No, because you. No, because it's the number that won.
What?
And here's the number.
I'm ringing the Daily Mail.
I don't know with this one. I genuinely don't.
I think the only reason we have that number there on your bit of paper, the number we phoned, the only reason you've got that is because somebody entered the competition.
The only reason why you're saying all this is because of something that Sharon said on air. The fact is, all we have is a phone number and the fact that someone said the right
phrase.
This
is nothing against Sharon, by the way, because she sounded really nice and stuff. This is nothing.
And I like Milton Keynes. Yeah. I used to live there.
Exactly.
But she didn't buy the raffle ticket.
But there's no money, so there's no fee. And Kaylee can't come. She can't claim the prize. She can't go drinking with us.
Well, the prize technically was never in black and white that we would go to the pub. That the prize was you hang out with us. So if Kaylee does win and she goes, I want to go,
that's why I
to the cinema.
That's
yeah, but
I
we did
think.
Put the clause in that if we didn't like their suggestion, we'd just overrule it and make it our suggestion. We did say that, to be fair, in black and white.
That's why I believe that Sharon should bring another over 18 and collect the prize.
So the girl, the girl who registered gets nothing.
But the daughter will get a separate. Goodwill gesture from us.
But why? Because she was underage to vote into the competition and that was your rule.
Because we're on air discussing this and it's really harsh for Kaylee because you're saying it's not black and white.
Listen.
The black and white is the phone number that won. The person who answered the phone said the right phrase.
Correct. Therefore, that is all true.
It's all true. But Sharon will get the prize. However,
and by the way, can I just say,
my boss is right outside.
Can
I'm about
say
to change
Ben
up.
Is now sitting on the sofa in the live lounge with a look of, you keep going.
Yeah, you shut up right now.
See where you end up and then I will then leave.
Right.
By the way, Ben's also obviously been caught in the rain on the way to work. He slips his hair back and looks like the Fonz.
That's Ben running.
Hey.
Okay. Should we end this link? I'll go and find out from Ben what Ben's thoughts are.
It is interesting.
It's, no, genuinely. And we're not saying
Look,
this to be
the,
difficult. It's a difficult one.
Here's the thing, right? If it was down to me, right? Right? Then they can have a prize and I would do it again and I'd go, then somebody else gets a crack at it. If it was down to me, I'd go, do you know what, Sharon? It's so confusing and complicated. You get something and then we'll do it again and somebody else gets something. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
I'd love to know who owns the phone.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to ask the Bill Pears permission.
I'm seeing text coming through saying, who owns the phone?
There's a lot of sense.
I would love to know who owns the phone. Is it Sharon or is it Kaylee?
We need an off-air... chat.
I'm going to find out. Yes.
It is a difficult one.
It's never come up before, has it?
No, and we're just simply debating a grey area.
A grey area.
Yeah.
Plus, as well, she couldn't be bothered to even get out of bed and answer the phone.
Well, that's the thing that annoys you the most, isn't it?
Because if Kaylee had answered the phone, she couldn't have won.
Right, but then she couldn't even be bothered to come on the phone. Can I speak to your daughter? Yeah. Oh, she's not talking to
you. Oh, she's all shy.
She's too shy and she's lazy in bed. Lazy cow!
Oh, but she's just
get the phone.
I can see her though. If you just
what makes me go ice skating?
She's literally just woken her up, and then there's Chris Moyles at the other end of the phone. I can understand for not wanting to talk. That's fair enough. Do you think?
Ooh.
Whoa! What do we do?
Do you know what? Here's what we do.
What?
All of us go to Reading.
Yeah.
And then we won't have to deal with it. If we can't see the problem, that means it's gone away.
Yes. No problem.
Yes.
If we close our eyes and hide under our T-shirts, no one can see us. In fact, watch this.
Where's Chris gone?
I don't know where he's gone. He's not even there.
I'm not here. Where is he?
I'm in Reading.
Wow.
Right, 8199. What do you think? Stick your oar in. Into the streets. Oh, man. I'm reading some of these text messages and they really are funny. There's a lot of people. Everyone's like, it's really clear, Chris.
Yeah.
And then every text is slightly different.
Yeah.
I can't read out the one from Jason, but it's very funny.
And somebody else, a lot of other people have gone. And by the way, this shows the age of the person texting in. Look, so she's 16. Go bowling or something. And I'm like, is that what 16-year-olds do? They all 16-year-olds go 10-pin bowling. Sit in the park and drink cider. And moan about boys.
Yeah.
She's 16. She's not five. Well, anyway. There's deep discussions going on with Slickback Cooper and Panicky Hayden Jones.
Have you seen this one as well?
What?
The one in capitals from Ashnia.
Is that because they're angry, or are they just written in capitals?
No, I think they're just written in capitals. You seen that one?
No, I haven't seen it. Sure. Why doesn't Alan go temping bowling with a daughter and you guys go to the pub with Sharon?
Do you know, I'll be more than happy with that.
He doesn't like hanging out with us anyway.
He doesn't, exactly.
Do you know what? The thing is, the rules and regulations are just like, I don't know. Do you know what? This is why we need those terms and conditions on a T-shirt with someone stood in the studio so we can just spin them around and read them.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Can you just untuck your shirt? Because I need to read Rule 20. Thank you. We'll work on it.
It'll be fine. It's good to talk, though.
Why don't I just leave my tickets for the Leeds Festival, hide them somewhere in Leeds?
Like a treasure hunt.
And if you find them, well done.
Yeah.
That's a whole other area of like forms to fill in.
But as I said, don't be put off by the misspelling of the 2010 date.
Yeah, exactly. And it will just be fine. Yeah.
You'll be absolutely fine.
Look at
fine.
What Blur Dermot Blur's turned into.
Yeah, Sir Blurmot Dermot.
Blurmot.
O'Leary.
Oh, dear. Let's ask Dermot what he thinks, shall we?
Dermot! Right, yesterday we played AC/DC Back in Black. Black is the colour that you normally... So, should we talk about our hangout with the Chris Moore show in Leeds and go to the Leeds Festival competition?
Yeah!
Well, we've had some big strokey beard meetings, and neither Ben or Alan have a beard, and they had to find somebody and put them next to them. Would you mind signing this form? Thank you.
But that gentleman liked the sneaky
Alan,
beard.
What do you think we should do? God, this is quite hard. Do you not condition it?
It's very bristly.
So, we've looked at the rules of the competition. I know this sounds very dramatic, but we've got to
be right, though, haven't we?
So here's what's happened and here's what we've come up with. So, the rules of the competition were you've got to be 18 or old, or over to enter. Kaylee entered and she was 16.
Yeah.
We phoned the number back, her mum answered the phone and said the right phrase. However, the person who answered the phone
wasn't over 18.
Was under 18. Therefore, if it was, for example, if you bought a lottery ticket and you were under 18, blah, blah.
You can't win.
Can't win. By the way, we're not giving away any money. We're not giving away millions of pounds.
No. This is better than that.
So, technically, I've been told by Alan that I'm going to put it on you.
That's fine.
He was told by Ben that he was told by the man of Shooting Stars that basically they can't win the prize because the person who went to the competition was underage for the competition, therefore can't win.
Yeah,
because one of the rules, terms and conditions, has been broken. Now, I say, can't we just give everybody prizes and they look at me and say, what are you, a baby?
Yeah.
And
who do you think you are, Father Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. I just want everyone to be happy.
Yeah.
You'd make a great Father Christmas.
You would. You
know, can I just
what,
add that
I'm
now?
Fat?
No.
No, why would you even bring that up?
Well, because...
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the competition again so that everybody who registered, who was 18 or over, it's fair's fair. We're going to do it again. So you get, in fact, technically, slightly better odds, probably by 0.00001, but still, we're going to do it again, so that's fair. That keeps those people happy. For those people who are moany and miserable and go, she was 16 and she didn't enter, she's too young, she shouldn't win, well, we'll keep you happy because technically you are right, so that's done for you. However, for me, I think the girl on Thursday, Kaylee, who's going to get her exams, and her mum, Sharon, who answered the phone and all of that, I think it's a shame on them. And so I'm going to ring Kaylee after the show and I'll sort something out for them.
Good.
So that's lovely.
Very nice.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone's a winner.
I can't promise to help her with the exam results, but, you know, I'll do something. So I'm going to do that, so they'll be happy. The miserable people who love terms and conditions will be happy. And the people who enter the competition, fairly and squarely, we're going to do it again, and they'll be happy.
Happy.
I've spoken to Sharon and Kaylee. So
and by the way, and I'm definitely going to the Reading Festival. I'm not going to Leeds this weekend.
And they understand this decision. We've discussed it with them as well, and they understand.
What a palaver! However, I think we have mediated in a perfectly, brilliantly amazing way.
I think we handled a tricky situation.
The competition...
Oh, by the way, Dermot O'Leary wants to sue us for having callers vomit on him. So,
right.
Everybody good. Should we do it again?
Yes.
Now, the line stays the same, doesn't it? So you answer with...
Yeah.
Damn
yeah.
it.
The same phrase at pace.
Yeah, that has to stay.
The phrase is...
Damn it.
Brilliant. People are now saying, Chris, you can play the lottery at 16. But just leave me alone.
Don't confuse things.
You're just being pedantic.
If you're trying to confuse this, you're banned from texting.
We can do that, can't we?
What?
What, ban them?
No.
Oh, right.
So, just to clarify, I'll call Kaylee. Sort Kaylee out.
Yeah.
Something. You know, Dominic said he's going to buy her a limousine.
What?
Wow.
I said what?
He didn't even need to do that either, but...
Did not say that.
And Alan's going to go shopping with a mum.
Yes.
And we'll go, oh, we're all going to get tempted about it.
Yes. I was quite happy with that.
Yeah. No, we're not. Yeah. Right, so, now, if you enter the competition, let's do it again. I'm going to ring this number, and you have to answer your phone with our ridiculous phrase. If they don't answer the phone with the right phrase, I'm going straight to a record and you will not hear from me again until 6:30 tomorrow morning. Wow. Quite frankly, I'm losing the will to live. But we'll try it.
Good luck, everybody.
Hello?
Why didn't you answer with a special phrase?
Hey?
Hang up.
Go, okay, yeah.
I've got to go. I'm
Bye.
I'm Scott Mills. Have a nice day.
Nice live.
Bye. Okay, here we go. Number three.
This is ridiculously tense.
By the way, did you see that number?
Yeah.
I went to check it just to double check. It's like a really super cool number.
Oh, incredible, is it?
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
You just read it out!
Oh, no!
Alright, here we go. I've just had a message from Melvin, who runs the Reading and Leeds Festival, saying, do you want us to put it back a weekend for you so you can find a winner? Yeah.
That would actually help. Thank you, Melvin.
It would a lot.
Alright, you ready? This is an even better crack at the whip now. Oh.
Bruce and Clapham wants to know exactly how this is better than winning £1 million, Dave.
It just is. Yeah. This is money can't buy.
Right, here you go. You ready?
Two great prizes.
This is it. If a child answers the phone, that's it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes, go on. Yes, it is you. Go on, answer it and say it. Come on, do it. Come on. Are we even on the air?
You know why?
Welcome to Orange Answers.
People think it's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got to keep going. Somebody must be out there.
All right, I'm
going
to give you two more numbers, and then we do go and have a discussion.
Hey, can we sell the tickets?
No.
Right. What if we ring everybody else who entered and there's no winner? Can Kaylee go?
No.
I think it'll go this time. I'm confident.
Hang on, Ben Cooper's now entering the competition as a late entry. Yeah. Hello, it's Lorraine from Kidderminster. I'm still coming. Bye-bye.
This will be great this time.
Yeah, this is it.
This is the one.
Good luck, everybody. Yeah. And I mean us, essentially.
Do
you wish we picked a different phrase now as well?
Yeah. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I feel confident about this. Here we go. My God! You got to be kidding me!
And the Sony Award for Best Competition goes to...
Welcome to the O2
Magazine. Here's the last one.
By the way, can I just also say, in the world of fairness, that we've had two different mobile company voicemail messages come on. So we are balancing it all out.
We're giving the whole market.
Five.
Oh...
Phone, stay upstairs for a coffee. We need extra time.
It's time to phone somebody back and find out if they're a winner in our big competition.
Al, have you still got Sharon's number?
Yeah.
This time.
This time.
As the phrase goes, fourth time lucky.
Yep. Good luck, everybody.
I was fifth. It is the fifth, technically.
Answer the phone.
No way.
Hello.
No! Hi. You haven't won anything. Thanks.
Thanks for
nothing. Have a great day. I hope everything goes well. I'm Dave Pierce. There you go.
Please just hang up.
Sixth time lucky?
I don't know if I can do it again.
We've got to keep going.
Surely. Somebody must be out there. They can't all be...
Look, we're going to get the Guinness Book of Records.
Longest ever competition.
All these people have entered. We've got
so many people are texting going, ring me! Ring me! I'm listening! Ring me!
Oh. They can't all be either not there or idiots. Surely.
We've fallen off the air.
Okay.
Right.
Speaker. 9 for an outside line. Start with 0. Check the numbers. Press them in 2 numbers at a time. To make sure.
Al, you've got a funny colour.
The right.
We're going to win an award.
Are you ready?
For this.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
This is our Sony in a bag.
7th time.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
This is not. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Hi, you've reached Robert.
This is one of my favourite things ever. Now do you want
by
to
way,
win?
By the time we find a winner, Katie will be 19.
She'll be able to go anyway.
She's, I'm sorry, I can't go married with kids now. I live in Sydney.
I'm going to give you one more.
Right.
I'm checking the number.
Two,
this is
three,
kind of brilliant, isn't it?
Four.
Oh my God, 5, 6. Right.
Oh man.
People still like festivals, don't they?
Right, it's time to call somebody back for our great Come and Hang Out With Us in Leeds competition. How unpopular are we? People are sitting there going, I can't, I'm not answering it. I'm not answering it. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is it. This is it. I'm feeling good.
This is it.
9 for an outside line. Here we go.
Good luck.
This is it. I'm feeling it in my fingers and I'm feeling it in my toes.
Come on.
This is unbelievable. This is like Derren Brown stuff.
Welcome to Orange.
Oh. No! Oh. It's her again!
Is someone, you know why?
Is someone having a laugh with us?
It's because everyone has entered her earlier on, so it makes sense.
But still, Alan, somebody...
But what is the chance of... they'd still be listening. Like, all these people texting now, they're all weirdly going, ring me, ring me, ring me, ring me, ring me. And we don't know how many of these have entered.
Exactly.
So there are people who have entered who are sitting there listening going, ring me, ring me. It's just, what are the odds on us ringing people that A, aren't listening, B, can't answer the phone?
Yeah.
Because bearing in mind, how many of the... Only 2 people have answered out of the, 5, 6 calls we made. Yeah. So the other people can't answer the phone.
We've got to keep going, surely.
I'm feeling good.
Ooh.
Maybe there are lifts stuck.
Yeah.
Or people are jammed in toilets all over the UK.
Yeah.
If you want to know how I'm getting these numbers...
There are lots of people crying with laughter listening to this, if that's any consolation at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah.
On the text, or was that just crying?
No, with laughter.
I think this... I tell you what, if I was listening to this, I wouldn't switch off. I'd be late for work.
Is someone having a laugh with us, you think? Are we part of some elaborate wind-up?
I actually just thought, maybe there's a problem with the phone, but I couldn't hear it ringing.
Yeah.
Right. What number is this? As in, how many?
2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Like 11.
8.
Okay.
8.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Which is the lucky number in
Chinese. 8 is very lucky. Yeah.
I've got a feeling. I'm just going to get some...
And the lady from X Factor was Chinese.
Exactly.
This all makes sense. She was Chinese. Lucky 8 in Chinese. This is going to be the one.
Yeah.
You mark my words.
Well, the podcast thing's gone. Oh, no, here we go. I'm getting a bit of music ready.
Just in case.
Okay? Because I'm confident.
Yeah.
And I haven't said that before in any of these other numbers. Apart from everyone.
I feel confident.
Yeah.
I feel slightly faint.
Mm. Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Blood sugar.
Beep.
Dermot.
Get another one. I'm going to... I'm sure? Literally... Yeah. I'm like an obsessed man.
Time for news.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's not...
Everything needs to wait.
Welcome to...
It's exactly what it's like when I used to, well, sell double glazing.
I'm having a slight... I'm having a slight sweat that if I don't get hold of anybody, my life is going to... It's like in Sliding Doors. If if no one answers, my life's going to take a turn for the worse, and it's going to affect the rest of our lives forever. It's like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters. We've got to get hold of someone.
Neil Sloan, our friend, says this is, without doubt, the best thing that he's ever heard. He says that he prefers this more than that live OB that Spoonie did on the way to Cardiff on the mobile phone. He thinks it's better than that.
Here's what we need, right? If you entered our competition, we're trying to phone people back. If the phone rings, it might be yours. Answer by doing this. Dermot! That's it. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm now going to ring someone who's listening and the phone is in their hand. Yeah. Okay? This is mind over matter.
Yeah. It might be worthwhile saying on Twitter, if you entered, listen now. Mm.
Dion Dublin's crying.
I'm not surprised. Nobody's going to buy that thing that he's invented. Here we go. You ready? This is it.
Blur, Dermot, blur.
Yeah! Oh, my God! Oh, thank you! Hallelujah!
Are you over 18?
Shut up. Don't ask. Hello, who's this? Who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone? It's Alison.
Alison?
Yes?
You're not related to Sharon and Milton Keynes, are you?
No, I'm not related to Sharon and Milton Keynes at all.
Where are you, Alison?
I'm in Brighton.
Oh, my God! Oh, they're even further away!
Even further away.
It's like 4 hours from Leeds.
Well, anyway, congratulations. I've got to be honest with you, Alison. I now don't know what you've won.
In Brighton.
I don't know what I've won either.
But you did enter a competition, and you did win, and now I'm happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Alice. Right,
okay. What's your favourite radio station?
Don't ask.
Favourite radio station is BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, ooh.
Although that Capital Disney was good.
Yeah.
Alison, we'll talk to you. I've got to go, but we'll call you off the air in a minute and we'll.
Thank you.
Talk to
me off the air.
Yeah, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Might see you this week. Yeah. I honestly don't know.
See you Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 4 hours away,
wow.
She lives.
Incredible.
256 miles.
She may as well get the train up during Thursday's show and we can give her a lift.
She's not even close to Reading. It would take her 2 hours to get the Reading Festival.
Should do the news.
One, hang on. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. For data protection reasons, can I give you all these mobile phone numbers? Yeah. I don't want them.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think it's fair to say that people wouldn't have switched off.
No. And we've watched a little bit during that.
I thought that then went very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're meant to do it again next week.
That's not a joke.
You know, when we win our Sony Award for competitions, they will talk about this being us going through adversity, through difficult times, and persevering.
Coming out with a winner who lives 250 miles.
And can I also add as well, just because there's a good chance this might happen, if you're listening to this in a BBC meeting about competitions and rules and regulations...
This will be used in a training course.
What I mean!
Yeah,
it will be. We are the blueprint.
Switch off now. Lesson over. And the lesson learnt is... I don't know. Wow, that was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Are you ready for the news?
Ready.
Good.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Well, apparently it was the V Festival, not Reading Leeds. we were a week late. I'm joking. Dominic, read the news. It's 9:36.
Colonel Gaddafi's son defies capture in Libya.
Wow. Welcome to the award-winning Chris Moyle Show. Where all our listeners pay great attention to the detail of the programme. All right. Right, good. Let's move on. Bruno Mars, Chase the Status, Car Park Catchphrase, let's go.
We are going up to Leeds and you can come along.
Kind of.
It's the Leeds Festival. It's on all weekend long. Loads of really cool music and loads more to lose. Keep listening to the Chris Moss Show and you could be there too.
Oh, don't answer your phone.
Chris Moyle Show.
What was that?
Chris, it's Bono.
No, it's too late. We've got someone now.
BBC